Well, now to the discovery of that piece of airline debris found near Madagascar on Reunion Island in the Indian Ocean. It appears that the debris is from a Boeing 777, and authorities are now trying to determine if it's from the missing Boeing 777 that disappeared 509 days ago. Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 went missing after taking off from Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, en route to Beijing. There were 239 people aboard. If the debris is from MH370, it will give a boost to the theory that it went down in the Indian Ocean, which has been the focus of the search for more than a year. The question of why it went down will remain, and we have heard a lot of answers to that question on this program. Starting on March 11th, 2014, 3 days after the plane disappeared, when former pilot Mark Weiss spoke with us.
Did somebody come into the cockpit? Did somebody who was in the cockpit try to wrestle that airplane away from the pilots? Did one of the pilots have a meltdown? Certainly, there seems to have been enough time for word to have gotten out from the cockpit, if word had wanted to be gotten out, that they had deviated from their flight path. And that's disturbing, and it should be disturbing to anybody.
The next day, we heard from former Transportation Department Inspector General Mary Schiavo, who suspected cracking in the fuselage.
The most sensible, given what we know, which isn't very much, is that it had a rapid decompression. It lost the ability to communicate with this transponder, not that it was turned off voluntarily or hijacked, but the signal was no longer being sent out. And then they continued on. Why? Because that's what the 777 does. The 777 is a really pretty cool plane. So is the Airbus 340. I don't mean to slight Airbus, but the 777 has a system like the Airbus where when something goes wrong, the plane itself will start shutting down unnecessary systems. It shuts down unnecessary communication systems. It shuts down everything, basically. It will spool down system by system until what's left? Control surfaces, left, right, up, down, and the engines. The 777 will fight to save itself, and yeah. I think that's what it did.
The day after that, March 13th, 2014, we heard from Wall Street Journal reporter Andy Pastor, who suggested that the plane may have landed somewhere.
It's increasingly clear to these investigators that something really weird and bizarre happened in the cockpit and that this plane did not fall out of the sky when it dropped off the radar scopes.
When you say that it landed, you mean that it landed, not that it crash-landed, but that it landed on a runway?
This is the increasingly complex and in some ways unbelievable scenario that investigators are putting together. Yes, that it landed on some runway. Now, we have to say that it's not clear where it is currently, whether it crashed eventually or whether it landed somewhere, and what its current state is. But the consensus is that the plane did not crash when it dropped off the radar scopes, and it remained intact and probably flew for up to 4 hours.
That idea that the plane landed was one that intrigued one of the people who spent hours on TV trying to explain what happened to MH370, Jeff Wise, who laid out his theory to us on February 25th of this year.
The data that remains that I think is pretty much incorruptible by itself gives a pretty good idea of where the plane went, and it's hard to arrive at any place other than Kazakhstan. Kazakhstan obviously is a Russian ally. In fact, within Kazakhstan, pretty close to where the route probably wound up, you have a place called Baikonur, which is the famous cosmodrome from which manned space launches take place. And on this, in this oval of territory that's leased by Russia from Kazakhstan, there's a great big airstrip that sat largely disused for the last 30 years or so. And I argue that this could be a potential place where the plane might have gone. Whether it's Russia or Kazakhstan, you're looking essentially, this is either Russia or a Russian ally.
I've heard every theory, some of which are barking mad, some of which are just dishonest, and some of this are just unrealistic.
CNN analyst Richard Quest from our conversation with him on March 18th, 2014.
On the one hand, either the pilots or somebody else took control of the aircraft for nefarious means, and it's crashed or it's somewhere. But on the other side of the spectrum, you have a mechanical fault or you have a serious issue with the aircraft, which ultimately overwhelms the pilots and the plane crashes. Now, I have seen nothing in the evidence of what we've been told that leads me one way or the other. But don't be fooled by what you've heard. You've heard the Malaysian authorities talk about deliberate acts. And I keep coming back to this argument again and again. Yes, the plane turned round. But did it turn round at the point of a gun? Or did it turn round because the captain, realising there was a major fault or there was something dramatically wrong with his aircraft, tried to turn back to get back to Kuala Lumpur, to get back to ground? We don't know.
And remember, we still don't know whether that piece of debris found on an island in the Indian Ocean is from MH370, but we'll keep following this story.